by heavy burden. Leave the load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I'm no longer the same. He touched me, yeah. My soul, something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Oh, since I met my blessed Savior, I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, yes, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul.
So pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Well, friends, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you and He has a destiny for you to fulfill. I'd like to open in prayer, Lord. I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness this day to bring your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that He might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said, Amen. Okay, what is God's nature like? Most importantly, what does God think of you? We go to John 3:16 and 17. It says, this is how much God loved the world. He gave His Son, His one and only Son, and this is why. So that no one need be destroyed. By believing in Him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life. God didn't go to all the trouble in sending His Son merely to point an accusing finger, telling the world how bad it was. He came to help, to put the world right again. Anyone who trusts in Him is acquitted or not guilty. Loved ones, there's a very old story about a little boy whose sister needed a blood transfusion. The doctor explained to the family that she had a disease exactly like the one her brother had recovered from earlier. Her condition was so far advanced that only a transfusion from her brother would save her. He had an immunity built into his blood. Since the two children had the same rare blood type, the boy was the only donor possible. The doctor asked him, "Would you give blood to your sister?" Johnny hesitated. His lower lip started to tremble a little bit. Then he smiled and he said, "Yeah, for my sister, I'll give him my blood." The day came for the transfusion and the two children were wheeled into the hospital room. Mary's sister was pale and thin. Johnny was robust and healthy. Neither spoke, but when their eyes met, Johnny smiled as the nurse inserted the needle into Johnny's arm. His smile faded. He watched the blood flow through the tube out of his body. When the ordeal was almost over, his voice slightly shaking broke the silence. Johnny said, "Doctor, when do I die?" Only then did the doctor realize Johnny had misunderstood the process. He had been under the impression that if he gave his blood to his sister, that it would cost him his life. Yet he willingly agreed to do so. It's hard to imagine a child capable of that kind of love. But I can tell you this, in human terms, that is about as close to the quality of God's love as I can describe. The Bible says, by this we know love, because he, that's Jesus, laid down his life for us. Friends, he did it for you. There will come a day, sooner or later, when God will say, "Your time is up. So I am now going to ask you, do you know for sure that if you were to die today, would you go to heaven?" It is the most important question anyone could ask you. Life is at its longest is still short. We may say, "I need more time." The truth is, God gives all of us enough time. We may not be prepared for that day, the last day on earth, but we need to get prepared. All of life is moving towards that meager point. For the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to you, but you must receive it. It's your choice. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Friends, will you pray with me? Just follow me in a simple prayer to get your life right with God. It's a free gift of eternal salvation. Just follow me in this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for me. Come into my heart and life. I'll take you as my Lord and Savior. Use me for your glory. Fill me with your Holy Spirit now. Amen. Well, friends, if you've prayed that simple prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church and give God first place. He has a destiny for you to fulfill. And the word for today, 2 Corinthians 10:5, says, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." Renewing your mind, that's the message today. So many people today are not really enjoying their lives because of the condition of their minds. They constantly dwell on negative, destructive, harmful thoughts. They don't realize it, but the root cause of many of their problems is simply the fact that their thought life is out of control. More than ever, we have to realize that our lives follow our thoughts. If you think negative thoughts, then you're going to live a negative life. If you have discouraging, hopeless thoughts, or even mediocre thoughts, then your life is going to go down that exact same path. That's why we have to take captive every thought to renew our minds with the Word of God on a daily basis. Very important. Renew your mind with the Word of God. Read the Bible. It's a supernatural book. I want to challenge you today to think about what you're thinking about. Don't let those self-defeating thoughts linger in your mind. Instead, speak God's promises over your life. Declare what He says about you. Take captive every thought and renew your mind daily to His great and awesome promises. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Friend, God's plan for you is peace, or shalom in the Hebrew. Shalom cannot be translated into English with a single word. Where there is shalom, where there is peace, there is tranquility, justice, divine health, no sickness. In other words, no good thing will be withheld from you. In that same scripture, it says the two God statements are very significant. God has determined or committed to plan good things for you. It's very important to get into a good Bible-based church and have a spiritual covering. God wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. Well, this part of the message, we're going to start praying for the sick shortly. Healing belongs to you. The Bible says it. Simply trust God's word. Today I'm talking about simply trust God's word. John 4:46-53 says, "So Jesus came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him, pleading that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus says to him, 'Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe.' The nobleman said to him, 'Sir, come down before my child dies.' Jesus said to him, 'Go your way, your son lives.' And the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. While he was going down, his servants met him and told him, 'Your son lives.' When he inquired of the time, the hour when he began to be healed, they answered, 'Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him.' Then the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus says to him, 'Your son lives.' So he and his whole household believed." Friends, the interpretation of that, simply trust God's word. In Cana, a nobleman whose son was sick and at the point of death came to Jesus. He had heard Jesus was the healer and believed his son would die unless Jesus came and healed him. Jesus told the man to go back home and that his son would live. Many have wondered why Jesus says to the man, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The nobleman was trusting in the man Jesus and his ability to lay hands on the sick and heal them. But Jesus wanted him to simply trust his word. So he sent the man away with the assurance that his son was well and would live. The nobleman had nothing to rely on except the words of Jesus. We don't know how long it took him to get home, but to his credit, he acted simply on the words of Jesus. Remember, faith comes by hearing the word. He had to settle in his heart that the word he received from Jesus was sufficient to save his son. On his way home, his servants met him and told him, "Your son lives." Was able and well. Just like Jesus said, it was at the exact time that Jesus told him, "Your son would live." This is another example of the power of the word of God and the impact it can have on one who will simply take God at his word. Psalm 107:20 says, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." God the Father sent the living word, Jesus, to deliver us from every destructive force, including sickness. He also gave us his written word, which is the Bible, the supernatural word of God, which is filled with power and life. As we believe and speak the word of healing, we can expect to be delivered from disease or whatever it is you've got. As the scripture states, he sent his word and healed us. I can verify this is true. I have been in meetings where I've preached the gospel and people have come up to me afterwards and said and verified that through the message, through the they believed the word I was from the Bible and they were healed. So I verify it. It's true. Holy Spirit, I pray if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. And the power of the Lord is present to heal with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. Lay your hand on the part that needs to be healed as I begin to pray. Believe you have received and you will have. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I bind and break every infirmity in Jesus Christ's name. I cast you out. Every form of disease, I rebuke you. Every cancer, you are cursed at the root. I curse you at the root and I command you to shrivel and die. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. Be healed and made whole. And I pray for a reconstructive, recreative miracle that needs to take place. People have been healed. People who are listening to us now are being healed. Someone had their kidneys are being healed. I command health and healing into every physical body and divine health freely flows into the lives of these listeners. I speak to every mind that is in torment. I bind and break your power and I command you loose and set them free. Someone is listening. You are contemplating suicide. I break that power in Jesus Christ's name. Read the Word of God. Get into a good Bible-based church. I command you be healed and made whole. And I loose your healing power, Holy Spirit, right now. It says here, for your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. No good thing will be withheld. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated and the peace of God now has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. It's been lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed because you, our Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song. And we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. Amen. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you. Be imparted by you when you use God's word in the authority of Jesus' name. You're a Christian. You've got the Holy Ghost. You can do it. Now that it is, and know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe that you have received and you will have. The Bible says you shall recover or you shall get well. Some healing takes seconds, minutes, hours, and some days. But the promise from the Word of God is you shall be healed or you shall get well. And act your faith. Look for the improvements. Sometimes it's instantly, sometimes it's over minutes or hours, but look for the improvement and test the area to see if it's improved. Be very positive in your speech. Know that it is God's will for you to be. You can't enforce that enough. Don't let fear come upon you. Use the word of God. Use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive. No holding on to grudges or unbelief or being vindictive. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Very important. Maintain a good confession. Your words are powerful. And do not doubt or be of unbelief. So my prayer for you, may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the divine confidence that your sins are forgiven, that your health and healing is coming to you, that the Jehovah Jireh of heaven will bring you divine and supernatural provision that will bless you exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you could ask or think. In Jesus' holy name, we pray and ask it. Shalom. Amen.
colors float over my soul.